If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 9. Ha! It's not what you think, though. But it is Romans chapter 9. It's the results of what you think.
Yes.
I want to read verses 30 through 33. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel which followed after the law of righteousness hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, before I get started, I did want to make this point where I read verse 30. Our faith is not our righteousness. Our righteousness is of faith. There's a difference there. There are those who think that they're righteous by believing. That's not even what that says. That's faith, the noun, not believing, the verb. Our righteousness is Christ.
Yes.
And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I just want to make that clear. Don't ask me why. I just did. What I want to speak about is verse 33, and a little bit of verse 32, but mostly verse 33, the stumbling stone, the rock of offense. It starts out, verse 33, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion. First word I want to look at is behold, which means look. That's what it means. Behold! That's the way Paul starts it out. This is very, very important. I want you to behold this. I want you to see this. And I want you to perceive this. This is an imperative. It's not a request. It's not a question. It's an order. And this is Paul quoting the words, thus saith the Lord, from the Old Testament, which hopefully we'll get to in a little bit. But that's what it is. It's an imperative. It's a command. I want you to see this. And I want you to perceive this. Because God is getting ready to speak. Now behold what? I lay in Zion. The first word there is I. This is the work of God. This is not the work of man. This has got nothing to do with man as far as accomplishments go. This is the work of God. I was coming up here, and that little place there before the big dip, the open door church or whatever it is, for the last 3 weeks, they've had a sign up, which I haven't commented on it, because I'd forget about it after I drove by. But I remembered it and wrote it down, Walter. The sign says, the more you read the Bible, the more you'll fall in love with the author. I wish that was true. I wish it was true. It's not, as far as the world is concerned. This book is a book about God. This is a book about Christ. This Bible, the author is Jesus Christ. The author is God Almighty. But then you'll see and you'll hear from people who have this idea that, well, the Bible is the story of man seeking God. And that ain't even close to right. The Bible is a book about God and how man doesn't seek Him, how man doesn't know Him, and how the only way anything ever gets done is, behold, I. Of any value. Now, any evil you want to look at, guess what? Man does plenty of it, and it's in here too. But this is not a book of men seeking God. This is a book of what God has done. Someone is performing an action here, and it's not me, and it's not you. It's I lay in Zion, and behold, this is the work of God from beginning to end. But it says, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone. A stumbling stone. And a rock of offense. What a wonderful subject to behold. Literally translated, it means a stone of stumbling. It's something you trip over. This stone will trip you up. Now, how did this stone get there? Behold, I put it there. God put it there. God put Him there. Because it is talking of Christ. No question about that. Paul, writing about Israel, stated that they stumbled at that stumbling stone. God put in Zion a stone purposed to make people stumble.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's what it's saying. I lay in Zion a stumbling stone. Does that mean God doesn't want everybody saved? Yeah. Kind of. He's put it there for people to trip over. This stumbling stone was for stumbling. Because they would study the scriptures, and in them they thought they had eternal life. Christ told them, He said, these are they that testify of Me. You trust in Moses. Moses saw My day and was glad. And that's the stone they stumbled at. He came to His own, and His own what? Received Him not. They didn't. But some did. And a rock of offense. And I thought about this. It's simple enough. Our Lord Jesus Christ offended people everywhere He went. Our Lord Jesus Christ offended people whatever He did. And our Lord Jesus Christ offended people whatever He said. It didn't matter whether He was talking about religion, politics, law, grace, family. He was offending people. Wherever He went, if He healed a man, somebody was offended because it was the Sabbath day. Lord knows what they said when He raised the dead. They asked, should a man pay taxes? He said, give me a penny. And they gave him a penny, and he said, whose picture's on this thing? They're just trying to get him against Caesar. Trying to get him to say something treasonous so they could sick the Romans on him. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to entrap the Lord who created this world. And he said, whose picture is that? And they said, it's Caesar. He said, well, okay, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar. They didn't stop there. Render unto God the things that are God. And guess what? They were vexed. They were mad. They stumbled. They will not have this man to reign over them. They'll have religion. They'll have good works. They'll use the word grace, but they don't believe it. They'll say just about anything and do just about anything because it runs the gamut from wearing tennis shoes and purple shirts and drinking cyanide to going up screaming and yelling and hollering and gibbering in what they call is an unknown tongue, but which is just basically nonsense. They will do anything and everything except bow to this man.
Right.
And they'll do it on television so you can watch and to lead others away with their heresy, because that's what it is. The rock also was purposed to offend, just as the stone was purposed for stumbling. Christ asked him one time, does this offend thee? He said, wait a minute, I'm going to make it better. No, he didn't. What, and if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he used to be? He told them, I and my Father are one, and they took up stones to stone him. He spoke the absolute, perfect, complete truth. And they knew exactly what he was saying. Thou being a man, trying to make yourself equal with God. He is equal with God. He is God. He spoke the truth. But we're going to stone you for that. But where Paul wrote this, as this is written, it was in Isaiah chapter 8. And I wanted to look at that. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 13 and 14. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. And let him be your dread. Just on last week. Verse 14 of Isaiah 8. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. That's who we're talking about here. The Lord of hosts. This is the I from Romans 9:33. Behold, I lay in Zion. Who? The Lord of hosts. This is one of the names of God. It says sanctify him. Set him apart in your heart. Love him. Worship him. Bow before him. Kiss the Son, lest ye be angry and ye perish in the way. And Walter, I did look at that fear, dread. What's the beginning of knowledge? What's the beginning of wisdom? Fear of the Lord. But then it says, now I like this, because in this verse, it starts off, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense. He is the sanctuary. He is the tabernacle. He is the temple. That's what that word means. I looked it up. Our true sanctuary is a person. Our true tabernacle is a person. The temple, the tabernacle, all the furniture, all the coverings, all the fasteners, all of the offerings is him. Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Lord of hosts. Wait a minute, you mean Christ is in the Old Testament? Oh yeah. Yes, he is. Isaiah continues on in verse four, chapter 47, verse 4. He says, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. He says it again in Isaiah 54 and verse 5. For thy Maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, is the Lord of hosts. Who's the Redeemer? Christ Jesus. Who's the Lord of hosts? The Redeemer. And who is the Holy One of Israel? The Lord of hosts. He, the Lord of hosts, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, he is our sanctuary. He is the place of safety. He is the place of security. He is the place of protection. He is the place where everything is. By him do all things consist. And that's not only just this world, that's our salvation. Christ is the sanctuary, and believers are in him, alive in him, righteous in him, safe in him, secure in him, and we are complete in him. Because he's the sanctuary. Where is life? Where is light? And where is love? It's in him. It's in our sanctuary. And then Isaiah kept writing, because God said, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense. Guess what? I looked this word up. It means stone of stumbling. And a rock of offense. This is the word of the Lord. This is the proclamation of the Lord to Isaiah. And Paul was repeating it. I want to lay hold of this, and I want you to lay hold on this, because the Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel, the Redeemer, is our sanctuary, is the sanctuary. And he is a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. All at the same time. How can this be? Well, Christ is so much more than the world knows. Jesus Christ is so much more than religious people know. And I'll tell you this, Jesus Christ is more than religious people want. The true Christ. Because this world does not want this man, this God, this one who is the sanctuary and a stumbling stone, this one who is the sanctuary of his people and a rock of offense. And this is the Christ they don't want, because he is all this at once. Now back to Romans 9:33. Paul, Isaiah started it with, he is our sanctuary. But Paul ended it up. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. See, Paul put it in this order. It's still saying the same thing. Paul said, he's our sanctuary. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The stone of stumbling, the rock of offense, and the one that we need to believe are the same person. Does Christ put things in the way of some people? Yes. And some people have a problem with that. They want him for a sanctuary, but they don't want a stone of stumbling, and they don't want a rock of offense. They want him to be what they want him to be, if that makes sense. They have a God, they have a Christ of their own imagination. You'll hear it every day. But here's the thing. I believe him who is my sanctuary. I believe him who is the rock of offense, the stumbling stone. And it's all the same person. It's all the same person. Jesus Christ is a rock of offense. Jesus Christ is the stumbling stone. And Jesus Christ is the sanctuary. See, all of the above. It's not multiple choice. It's all of the above. I believe God who is love, and I believe God who is a consuming fire. I believe God who is holy. He is holy in love, and he is holy in wrath. He is holy in mercy, and he is holy in anger. He is holy in grace, and he is holy in righteousness, but he's also holy, and he's also holy in judgment. I believe, I was listening to a fella on a recording yesterday, Deb and I were, when we went to Walmart, and I want to repent, but this fella was making a point, and I'd never really thought of it this way, Walter, and it's actually, to me, it was very, very good. God is always and at all times holy. God is always and at all times righteous. God is always and at all times just. But he is very clear about other things. The one in particular this fellow was talking about was, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. He has particularly and explicitly told us that he is saving a particular people. And that's the Old Testament. It's the same in the New Testament. And to others, he is a rock of offense and a stumbling stone. We are told when we preach the gospel, when the gospel is proclaimed, it is the savor of life unto life to some. But it is the savor of death unto death for others. We are told that you preach the message unto us as well as unto them, but they didn't receive it, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And we're told faith is the gift of God, not of works. By grace, through faith, and that not of yourselves. We are told that light came into this world, and men loved darkness rather than the light. We look at Christ and we see the sanctuary. We see the Savior. We see the Lord of glory. they look at the Christ we preach, they hear the Christ we preach, they're going to stumble over that stone. They're going to be offended by this rock. And that's the way God has planned it. That's not to say there's no hope for some who are offended, because I believe Paul was offended at one time. But God brought him around. God gave him life. God introduced himself as that rock of offense, that stumbling stone, and that sanctuary. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago that, we are ashamed. And we are. Of ourselves. But we have no shame of him. I am not ashamed of the rock of offense. I am not ashamed of the stumbling stone. I am not ashamed of the sanctuary. I'm not ashamed of Christ. Some people, they don't want to talk about stumbling. They don't want to talk about offending. I don't take a great deal of pleasure in offending people, except in certain cases, and generally that's at work. But it doesn't normally have anything to do with the gospel. But I don't take any pleasure in the fact that this gospel offends people. But I know that it does, and I know that it's his purpose, and I know that it's his will, and I know that it's his Christ, his Son, they're offended at. They're not offended at me. They're offended at him. They don't stumble over me, and they don't stumble over you. They'll stumble over the Christ you speak of. They'll stumble over him. Because it's in here plain in black and white. And the more you read this Bible, if you have been given eyes to see, the more you will love its author. But that's not true of the world. Because they can read this book from cover to cover and they don't know who authored it. They don't know the author and finisher of our faith. They don't know Christ. Because that's what happens. And some believed the things that were spoken and some did not. Some will believe this Christ, and some will not. But it's never by accident. God has purposed a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense just as much as he has purposed our sanctuary. It's the same person. The same Christ is salvation and a rock of offense and a stumbling stone. That's the way it is. That's what this book says. And that's the way it is, whether we believe it or not. But thank him for his grace to us that we do know him. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place. But most of all, Lord, thankful for you, that you have chosen to reveal yourself to your people in your good time and at your good pleasure and in your way. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, giving us the knowledge, giving us life, faith. In you we have our hope. You are our hope. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.